Hello and good day. Welcome to KXEI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez from the University of Arizona, and it gives me great honor to introduce Dan Walls. Dan, how's it going?
That's going pretty well. Thanks for inviting me to speak with you today.
What are you working on?
I'm working on a community-based participatory research project that's centered around soils and heavy metal contamination, and it's going to be located in Troy, New York, where Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute is located, where I am a postdoc. It's a community-based project. It's also a collaboration between a number of people developing some low-cost test kits that people can use at their homes or wherever to test soil for heavy metals like lead, arsenic, and copper. And the idea is to be able to make measurements of these metals in the soil without additional laboratory support. In the Ramirez-Andreotta laboratory, I'm going to be using one method for copper that our collaborators in Chile have used, a method for measuring arsenic that the Ramirez-Andreotta lab has started to work with, and another test for lead in soil that was reported by a group of environmental scientists at Columbia University in New York City. So I'm going to be working with some soil samples that I brought with me from Troy, as well as some soil samples that have been archived in the Ramirez-Andreotta laboratory from their various community-based projects. And I'll be working with those soils and performing these field tests to kind of evaluate how effective they are in comparison to laboratory methods, and then bring that knowledge and those techniques back to Troy to use in some participatory workshops with a select number of residents there.
You're doing a postdoc and you're a visiting scholar at the U of A. What was your PhD in?
Chemical engineering, and my dissertation was focused on fluid mechanics and the transport of heat and mass.
So why are you doing this project?
So over the course of that PhD, I became increasingly concerned about the typical framing of science and engineering as apolitical and the disconnect between what we were doing in the lab and, you know, political, economic, racial inequalities that persist in this country and throughout the world. So I was really kind of like living a split life. I wanted to bring those things together. And this project is an opening to apply, you know, what I've learned in the past, as well as learn about a lot of new things, you know, both about science, like environmental science and soils, but also about, you know, participatory research, science and technology studies, you know, in order to address environmental health and justice issues.
You had to transport soils, right? What was it like? You drove cross country. How'd that go?
I took the samples in Troy. I drove across the country to Tucson. I had like a big cooler that you might bring to like a camp out that I put about 33 soil samples in and some ice packs. Looked up that the USDA doesn't restrict the transport of soils unless you are in like some particular counties within the US. I was a little bit nervous because when I drove through New Mexico, I drove past a U.S. Customs and Border Patrol station that said there were like mandatory inspections. So I was a little bit nervous with the soil in tow, but it was also just kind of like a reminder of like what people that live near the border, like how it operates and what it does to people that live in the border, particularly people that are Latino.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you were driving cross country, what were you listening to?
I brought about like 10 CDs with me. The Cure, a band from Texas called Explosions in the Sky, kind of like instrumental music that kind of like pairs well with like all these open spaces, and you can kind of get the feel that they're from Texas or the Southwest. Another band, Perfume Genius, that I really like a lot. The Twilight Sad's another band whose CD I brought out with me. The 40 Hours of Driving, made it through with 10 CDs and it didn't get too repetitive.
Thanks so much for taking the time for our interview today.
Yeah, thanks for the invite. I'm really excited to be here and see what comes out of the collaboration.
Right on. Thanks so much, Dan.
You're welcome.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.